To begin, let's be completely clear about exactly what a thought leader is. Many wealth managers, along with numerous other types of professional advisors, frequently toss around the term thought leader. Many call themselves thought leaders, though very often they are not actually seen as thought leaders, nor do they actually enjoy the rewards of being a thought leader. On the other hand, when affluent individuals and centers of influence serving the affluent say a wealth manager is a thought leader, then he or she probably is a thought leader and is likely accruing enormous business advantages. Thought leadership defined. Over our decades of helping wealth managers establish themselves as thought leaders, we have settled on a two-part definition of what a true thought leader is. Part one of our definition is about how others perceive a thought leader. A thought leader is a wealth manager who is recognized by affluent clients, prospective clients, centers of influence, and competitors as a leading financial authority. As a result, he or she is their go-to expert. A thought leader is a wealth manager who significantly profits from being recognized as the go-to expert. We make no apologies for our profit-oriented definition of thought leadership. As we have seen again and again, effective thought leadership campaigns result in new and wealthier clients and more assets under management, as well as the opportunity to provide additional financial products and services, leaving little doubt about the true value in being a thought leader. Many aspire, few achieve. Across the range of professional advisors, there is widespread recognition of the benefits of thought leadership. In a survey of more than 1,500 professionals, about 4 out of 5, 78.2% overall, said that they would like to be thought leaders. Among wealth managers, the proportion was even higher, 85.0%. See Exhibit 1.1 in the exhibit's PDF. However, when it comes to whether these professionals see themselves as actually being thought leaders, we see a very different result. As Exhibit 1.2 in the exhibit's PDF shows, fewer than 1 out of 20, 4.8% overall, considered themselves to be thought leaders as we defined the term.